Shalom uvrach beza Hashem. We continue Silman Lamed Beis Sif Chof Dalid. Shir number 86. Mutar lichtov al mokoim hagrar v'al mokoim hamechak. Afilo askara. You are permitted to write on the place of the klaf where you scraped away because you wrote a letter. And you see this little scalpel over here? You scraped away because there was a mistake. Here's your scalpel. You are permitted to rewrite on top of the place where you scraped away. And even the Shem Hashem, even the name of Hashem. Mutter lichtoiv al mokoim hagrar v'al mokoim hamachak afilo askara. Even the Shem Hashem. Don't erase when the ink is still wet, but rather let it dry first, and then you should take it away. He's just telling us a practical reality of scraping away, because then it's going to come up easily, and there won't be any imprint that will be remaining. Let's backtrack for a second before we continue with this halacha. There is a halacha that you have to write tefillin, as we've learned in the past. Vikosav. The pasuk says vikosav. And you cannot write tefillin out of order. So let's say you forgot a yud, and then you're rereading it, you're checking it over, or someone else is checking it over, and he says, oh, you missed a yud. The halacha is a tefillin or pasuk. Now, what happens if you want to scrape away, the form of the letter is 100% there, but you want to scrape away for different reasons. One, let's say the two letters are touching. Or two, let's say the letter is touching the edge of the klaf of the parchment. And it has to be mukuf gvil. Mukuf gvil means it has to be surrounded totally by klaf, correct? So you take out your scalpel and you scrape away a little of the letter and it does not change the form of the letter. And now it's totally surrounded by klaf. Or it's not touching at all any other letter, and you did not form the letter by scraping away, it's now 100% mutter, and you can even do that out of order. So let's say you go back to two psukim earlier, and you notice, wait a minute, my two letters are touching a hair's breadth, but the form of the letter is totally there. So when I scrape away, I'm not forming the letter, because it's 100% there. There's an aleph, there's a basic, whatever the letters are. All I'm doing is separating to make it kosher. That I'm allowed to do even out of order. Now we're discussing over here, when I'm scraping away and then rewriting the place where I scraped away. So we're saying you're 100% permitted to do that, and you can even write Hashem's name over there. Now there's a very important halacha which we have to mention, and then we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of the page. And that is a ksav agabi ksav. When you write on top of something that you wrote on already, is not considered to be a ksav. Which means, you take a piece of paper, for example, and you have something written down on the paper. And then you take your pen, and you write on top of what you wrote. So you might say, well, the second writing on top of the original is the new writing. Halachically speaking, you did not write anything because it was already, that spot was already written on. It's a ksav, a writing, al-gabi ksav, on top of another writing, which is not kosher. So what do you have to do? Scrape it away and then rewrite it. Now with that information, let's take a look now at the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Kuf Yud Gimel. It's on the bottom of the page. And some additions in the right column. So we said that you're permitted to scrape away and then rewrite on that place. Hagrar mikri kishagoroi mishin is yavish. The Mishnah now is defining the words of the Mechaber. He told us two ways of erasing. If you look at the words properly, he says the grar, scraping, is one thing, and mechak is something else. Well, sounds like two words telling me the same thing. So he explains what the words mean. Hagrar, to be goyrer, to scrape away, is called kishagoroi mishnez yabish, is when I scrape away after letter dried. V'amechak nikri kishemachkoi bo'oid lach. But mechak, that type of erasing, is when it's still wet. So now we have the definitions of what the words mean. Gerar is to scrape away when it's dry, the ink dried. And mechak is to scrape it away when it's still moist. This is a suggestion. Don't scrape it away when it's still wet. It's a suggestion. Better not to do that. So there's a concern over here. First of all, if we just said that it's better to erase the letter, to scrape away the letter after it dries, so just let it dry. Why would you take it away when it's wet? And there's a very simple answer to that question. You hear the question? Let it dry first, and then scrape it away. That's what we said is the best approach. And the answer is because right now you notice there's something wrong over here. So what's going to happen? We're human. You make a mistake, you wait for it to dry, and then you might not go back and scrape it away.
Well, you also waste time.
You're also wasting time. So that's why the person might scrape it away when it's still lach, mechak. He might moichikik. But that's what we're saying. The best approach is to let it dry first, then scrape it away, because when you scrape it away, it doesn't leave so much of a roshim, of an imprint, on the cloth itself.
Is this sort of like you're making a...
If you didn't scrape away everything, and you rewrite, now what are you doing? It's ksav agabi ksav. That's what he says at the end of the Mishmaru over here. That's what he's talking about. That if you have the ink that remained, and then you're rewriting on top of it, so then that's not, you're not writing a letter, it's a ksav agabi ksav.
Just the ink or actually letter? If there's no ledger...
So let's, in order to understand these halachas better, let's continue next halachas, sif chaf aleph. Kol ois shiksuva shaloi ketikna. Any letter that was written incorrectly. Vein surasa aleha. And you don't have the proper form of the letter. On the top of the page, sif chaf hei. Sif chaf hei on top of the page. Kol ois shiksuva shaloi ketikna is written incorrectly. Vein surasa aleha. Kigoin. Noga regal ha'alif. Begag ha'alif. For example, the regular alif, the leg of the alif, is touching going naga regular aleph bigaga aleph. Let me show you a picture over here. Oipineha aleph bifnim bigag shetachteho. The Mechaber is telling us when you wrote the aleph too thick, instead of a thin little line of the yud, because as we mentioned, the aleph is really two yuds on top, on the bottom, one yud on top, one yud on the bottom, and that slanted line across. And you wrote a thick leg connecting that aleph together. The yud is now a thick leg. You cannot just scrape it away, that thick part, because that's forming the letter by gerera, by scraping, as opposed to the kosef. Turn the page. Another problem is that the regular hay means, here's your hay. So it's very hard to see from where you are, but take my word for it, or I could pass it around. You see there's a little line. You see the little line touching the top of the hay? There's a little line. Okay. There's a little line touching the top of the hay. Or there's a little line touching the kuf. Okay. The kuf over here. A little line touching that. Okay, so that's possible. So he says, or you have one letter which is now divided into two letters because it's supposed to be connected. The letter is not supposed to be separate. If it's supposed to be a letter that's connected, it's not supposed to be separate. Tzadi shekosef yud nun. So that tzadi is supposed to be a yud and a nun connected. Let me show you a picture of this also. Let me just show you over here in the back. Here's a tzadi. This is the letter tzadi. Okay? Now, it's really a yud and a nun together.
Yeah.
You see that?
I see it.
Because here's your yud. And for those listening, picture a yud. And then take a nun next to it. Where's my nun here? Here's my nun. Okay.
Wow.
And I'm putting the yud to the nun. So if my yud is too far from the nun, if anyone wants to see this, if my yud is too far from the nun, it doesn't look like a tzadi. It looks like two separate nothings. What is it? It's nothing. This, by the way, is very common. This type of writing is very common by children. Children just drop down letters. It doesn't. It's hard to see, you know, what it forms. What is it? You know, I'll ask my children sometimes when doing homework with them, I said, what does that say? So sometimes they don't want to do homework with me because I'll have to ask them to erase it and then rewrite it. So we'll do a little chesed for your teacher so they can read what you're writing. Oh, they know. They can read it. So here you have a yud dangling, not connected to the nun. That's not a tzadi. Oy shin shekosva ayin yud, oy ches shnei zeinin. All these different examples. I don't know why he has to give so many different examples, but he's giving all different examples. Va'achar shekosav lefon of chaza v'saknam saknam have shiloi kisirin psulin. In all these examples, when you did not form the letter correctly, and you wrote the next letter correctly, and then you go back and fix them, it's possible. It's possible. Now, someone on the shir recently asked, can I erase, scrape away all my letters as much as I want, just as long as I don't come to Hashem's name, because you can't scrape away Hashem's name, in order to fix, and this way avoid that I'm going out of order? And the answer is 100% yes. As we'll see right here, right now, these are the halachas. Sif Chaf Hei is the halachas of going out of order, that you cannot go out of order. So you can, we'll take a question in a second, you can scrape away as much as you want, just as long as you don't come to Hashem's name. Because if you come to Hashem's name, you cannot scrape that away. That's an issur d'oraisa of scraping Hashem's name away. So the first section of this halacha is telling us that if the letter is written incorrectly, and I already wrote the next letter, we've discussed this numerous times, and now we're actually seeing it in the Shulchan Aruch, I cannot go backwards and fix the letter if I already wrote the next letter. So the Mishmur says in Sifkan Kuf Yudal, Kol Ois. He's going to do a tremendous chesed for us. The Mishmur is now going to give an introduction. Sif Zeh Yuvoyer by Din Shloik Yitzijin. This Sif will tell us the halachas of going out of order. V'in Yonov Aruchin V'echlo B'Tzara. And it's a lot of discussion here. It's a long topic. And he says, I'm going to give a little introduction, a short introduction. V'din Zeh Yeish by Gimel Pratim. There are three main rules. Number one, Aleph. Im Yeish Kilkel Be'eza Ois. Let's say there's a mistake with the letter. Ben Shinasa Zeh Be'eza Ksiva. Irrelevant when the mistake happened, whether when you wrote the letter, or the mistake happened after you wrote the letter. So you ask me a question, how could the mistake happen after you wrote a letter? How could that happen? Excellent, right? Like we learned. You take a drop of ink to go write another letter, and you don't realize it, or you do realize it, that a drop of ink dropped on your base, and now it looks like a different letter. Im nira le'ein kol, if it's extremely visible to everybody, that this letter is supposed to look like one way and looks like something else. For example, the yud, that the right leg of the yud is missing. Now this is the right leg. The bottom part, this is the right leg of the yud. It's missing. So now you'll just have a splotch. That's not a yud. It has to have the right leg coming down. That's what a yud is supposed to look like. He's just giving one example. Oy shin shechosuloy yud echad. Now, what is a shin? A shin is really three yuds that are elongated. Three long yuds. What happens instead of having three, you accidentally have two. That's not a shin. You say, majority wins. No. It doesn't work that way. You have to have three. All three. It looks like an ayin. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's very good. You see, let's say I'm missing my first one. Right. You see that? I'm covering up the first line. That looks like now like what? That looks like an ayin, like right above over there. That's correct. So you have the wrong looking letter. The Chog HaGavna, we're in the top column of the Mishterura, in the many editions of the next page, next same page, next column. The Chog HaGavna, Shechoser Be'ois Eze Dover. You're missing something with the letter. To the point where it doesn't look like it's supposed to. And even if it doesn't look like a different letter, for example, let's say the shin does not look like an ayin. But you know what? It doesn't look like a shin either. Because of lefanov, and you wrote the next letter, loy mahani loy shum tikun. There's no way to fix it. Once I write one more letter, there's no solution. Unless what? Unless I erase. Now, that erasing cannot take place if that next letter is what? Shem Hashem. Because once I write Hashem's name, that's it. It's a done deal.
That applies to two yuds also?
Whenever you have Shem Hashem. Whenever you have Shem Hashem. No, any Shem of Hashem. Any of the names of Hashem that Sheinim Nimchakim. Any of the seven names of Hashem that you cannot erase. Lokecha, Lokim. You know,
no, but two yuds are not Shem. It's a
where do you have two yuds in the Sefer Torah?
You gotta find two yuds in the Sefer Torah.
It's Aleph Dalid. It's either Aleph Dal Nun Yud or Yud Kei Vav Kei.
They don't write two yuds.
No.
Never.
No. The two yuds is that what we do is not to write, okay. Right? Okay. And even if the child comes along, because we had said in the past they have a young child that can read the letter and tell you what the letter is, and in certain cases it might be kosher. In this case, if the child would say, oh, that is the correct letter, it doesn't help. Why? Because everyone sees that's not the right letter. So it's irrelevant what the child tells us. The kosher can even more so, that through this mistake it looks like a different letter. You're going dal doimel reish or beis doimel chaf or ches the shabaregel smali yesh hefsek bein regel gag v'nira kehei. So he's giving different examples that if a dal looks like a reish or a beis looks like a chaf or if a ches the left leg is short, so it looks a little like a hey. The left leg of the ches doesn't come all the way down. So now it looks like a hay to some degree. The problem is it's the hay that's connected, which is another problem. Oy tzadik sheyesh boy hefsek b'makom negiyas hayud la'atzmusoy v'nir la'in kol ki yud nun, or the tzadik that we said that there is a separation from the yud to the nun, and therefore it looks like two different letters. So in all these cases, sheymash gichan alatidin k'loy mahani le'tikun. In all these cases, this is the first point of these halachas. Doesn't matter if the child tells you, oh, it's a tzadi. Doesn't matter. Because we see it's not connected. It's two different letters now. I also want to put up, parenthetically, I want to tell you something. What is the name, how do you pronounce the letter before kuf? What's the letter?
Tzadi.
Say again?
Tzadi.
Tzadi. Tzadi dalad yud? Or is it tzadik? So it seems like they're both correct. How do I know? Because the words in front of me, in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, he writes Tzadi Dalad Yud. Tzadi. He writes Tzadi Dalad Yud. The Mishnah Brura, take a look. He just said Tzadik.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
It's right in front of you. He just said Tzadik. So either way you go, it seems like they're both okay. I don't think it's Sfardim say Tzadi and Ashkenazim say Tzadik. They're both okay. Fine. That's Aleph. The second point now, Beis. Im al yidei kilkuloi v'chisroinoi loy nifsod mitzuros legamri. If through the kilkuloi, if through that letter that got ruined, v'chisroinoi loy nifsod mitzuros legamri, there's a psul, something wrong, but it still looks like the right letter. For example, there's a small little hair's breadth separation between a letter that needs to be connected. But everyone could see that's the right letter. But there's a small little separation. And that's why sometimes you'll notice when you get an aliyah, all of a sudden, the Baal Kari stops for a second and he puts his head closer. Has this ever happened to anybody, right? And you start getting a little nervous. Uh-oh. What's going on here? And he looks a little closer. Oh, he sees it's connected, whatever the mistake might be. Now, the letter's there, and then he continues, it's totally fine. For example, the yud of the aleph or the shin or the leg of the tav is not totally connected the way it's supposed to be connected. Now you have the child that comes along and the child reads it. Even though the letter is still going to be puzzle, but if a child can read this letter and say, yes, that is a shin, yes, that is a tough. Now you know there's a little separation between part of the letter to the next part, but the tsura, the form of the letter, is there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Al kopanu mahani bezeh, this helps. In this case, it's not called out of order. And that's why when you bring your mezuzahs to get checked, this is one of the things the sofer is checking. Now you'll ask, how could this happen? Didn't he write it correctly? Number one, let's say he made a mistake. But number two, sometimes the ink might crack off a little. The ink might crack off a little. And if there's a little connection that is not connected, now it's puzzle. But he can go back and fill it in. If the child can say, yes, that is a tough. The child can say, that is a shin. He reads it correctly. So when you go back and you make that line connect that little spot that's missing, it's 100% permissible. It's not called shulei kesidin. It's not called out of order. Okay, that's a very important halacha now. V'yesh oid oifin shlishi. There's a third point here. We're just going to get the Kuf Tezvav. She'af al-pi she'ikir tzurosa yeshalav etinuk k'ir lo'ois. Even though the ikir tzura is there, the main form of the letter is intact. Afilo achi lo'i mahani le'ishum tekun. Still, it will not help to fix the letter. Why not? What's the case? K'goin ois she'nisal be'ezad dover she'tikunu hu ligror miktsosay l'kosum yichodosh. For example, the letter... there's a mistake with the letter, which we'll give an example in a second. And the way to fix it by scraping away and rewriting it. Scraping away part of it and rewriting it. Could go in, for example, regal hahei v'hakuf shenogu l'mailo. You have the leg of the left leg of the hay or the kuf that's touching the top. It's touching the top. Now, if it's touching the top, that's not what hay is supposed to be like.
It's a ches.
It's a ches, right? And this is sometimes, you know, you look at the children when they write things. Yes, and what letter is that? So they tell you, it's a hay. So they say, how could you not see it's a hay? I said, because it looks like a ches. It looks like a ches. Right? You know, it's funny, all the parents are smiling. Yeah, they've been there through that, right? So he says over here, shetikunu ligror miktsosoi, ulukos michot. So he says, afilu nigia daka kachut asayr. Even it's a small, little, tiny connection. Shetikunu ligror kol haregel, ulukos lemichodosh. So in that case, I have a tiny little connection. So what would you do if you're writing something? You take out your pencil, you have an eraser, and you scrape away the little connecting part, right? So over here, you want to take out your scalpel and just scrape away the little connecting part. Are you allowed to do that? The halach is absolutely not. It's possible if you do that. And that cipher, the same example you gave, you have to have a trustworthy cipher that he's not going to do that. What does he have to do? Why can't he do that? Because if he does that, he's forming the letter by scraping away.
Right.
What does he have to do? He has to scrape away the whole little left leg. And then rewrite that little left leg in the correct place. Because that's the kosav.
Not the whole letter, just...
No, not the whole letter. Because as we had mentioned, that when they have a letter that has more than one part, you can scrape away the part that's problematic. In this case, the letter of the hay, or the kuf, that's connected to the top, that's the problematic part. So you just have to scrape away that part. Like we said earlier in Sif Yud Ches, so too, the leg of the aleph that was touching the top of the aleph too much, you have to scrape away the whole leg of it. Now, in the cases where you needed to fix something like this, the hay was touching too much, the kuf was touching too much, and you already wrote the next letter, or the next word, and you come back and say, oh, it's a little touching. Too late.
You're finished.
You cannot. Now, unless, of course, you scrape everything away If Shem Hashem is not there, if Hashem's name is not there.
Oh, you can just
do that. Because you would have to, the only way you could do this, it, right now, if you go back and fix that one part, it's puzzle. It's going to be out of order. Now he says we're going to explain this halacha one piece at a time. Mr. Shem, continue tomorrow with Sif Kadin Kuf Tesvav.